The Bible has both unity and diversity. The Bible isn't a mechanical book, but it's a moral book. That is, it gives practical lessons for daily living. The Bible has its source in God, and its contents branch out into various subjects, yet all these subjects converge at one theme. And that theme is the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ and God's purposes in Him. According to John 16, the Spirit of God's role is to testify to this theme. Now, even though the Bible has one theme or unity, it wasn't given all at once. The Scriptures came to us progressively over a few thousand years. Yet there's unity in both the Hebrew and Greek Scriptures, which is demonstrated in its overall consistency and coherency. Not only is there a unity, but there's also a diversity in the Bible. For example, it's written primarily in two languages, Hebrew and Greek. Not only that, the form varies. The Hebrew Scriptures speak prophetically as well as in types and shadows concerning the future glory and redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereas the Greek Scriptures speak of the fulfillment of those types and shadows and expand on the present and future glories of Christ. And yet, with this diversity, both the Hebrew and Greek Scriptures merge into one theme. In conclusion, since there's a unity of theme in the Bible, there's only one true interpretation, because God speaks clearly with one sense and one meaning. We are made in the image of God, and God has communicated to us with words, and He has made those words plain to us. Now, men may differ in their interpretations, but there's only one true interpretation. There may be many application, but there's only one interpretation. So, in order to get the right interpretation, there are qualifications necessary. First, the interpreter must be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, he must consider the Word of God more necessary than his daily food. Third, he must have a reverence toward God. And finally, he must depend upon God's Spirit as he searches the Scriptures. This is Dan Sheridan.